Donald Trump endorses Michael Whatley for RNC chair, Lara Trump for co-chair. By Paul Bois on February 12, 2024. Former President Donald Trump endorsed Michael Whatley, chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party, to replace Ronna McDaniel as the Republican National Committee, RNC, chair with his daughter-in-law Lara Trump as co-chair. In a statement shared on Monday, the former president confirmed previous reports that he will be endorsing Michael Whatley, touting his record in North Carolina. "The RNC must be a good partner in the presidential election. It must do the work we expect from the national party and do it flawlessly. That means helping to ensure fair and transparent elections across the country. Getting out the vote everywhere, even in parts of the country where it won't be easy. And working with my campaign, as the Republican presumptive nominee for president, to win this election and make America great again. For these reasons, I think my friend Michael Whatley should be the RNC's next leader. Michael has been with me from the beginning, has done a great job in his home state of North Carolina, and is committed to election integrity, which we must have to keep fraud out of our election so it can't be stolen." The former president then confirmed another report that he will be endorsing Lara Trump, his daughter-in-law and campaign advisor, as co-chair for the RNC, hailing her as a talented communicator and champion of his campaign message, "Make America Great Again." "Lara is an extremely talented communicator and is dedicated to all that MAGA stands for. She has told me she wants to accept this challenge and would be great," he hailed. The former president then put his sights on Chris LaCivita for chief operating officer of the RNC. "Chris will manage the RNC's day-to-day operations so it will become a fighting machine for 2024 and use all the tools available to win for the American people. This group of three is highly talented, battle-tested, and smart. They have my complete and total endorsement to lead the Republican National Committee." As Breitbart News reported, the RNC's latest filing with the Federal Election Commission, FEC, showed that it had just $8 million in cash on hand and was $1.8 million in debt. McDaniel's future within the party was also a central topic of discussion at the RNC meetings in Las Vegas, Nevada. Those meetings were preceded by the Restoring National Conference Summit in Las Vegas a week earlier, which was the Turning Point USA event meant to serve as a wake-up call to the RNC and McDaniel, it said. Many of the 168 party officials from around the country and U.S. territories and 75 prominent Republican county chairs attended the event. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.